Happy holidays from Crash Test Radio. And now, a fan poem as read by Tom the Intern.
There's a show on Adobe, and it really is the best. It's got four guys and an intern called Radio Crash Test. There's a Jew and Rocco and a bald guy that likes to bitch, but he shouldn't talk. His girlfriend is married with kids.
Oh, shit.
Said bald one has a pathetic love life and makes kids want to call their mommies. I can't help but feel he should have perished in the tsunami. Though I love the show so much, I've called more than I shoulda. The most hysterical part about the night is the life of John Secunda. The end.
Good rhyme. It sounds like
yes, good rhyme.
It sounds like a poem about John.
Crash Test Radio starts fucking now!
At age three.
God, what's, I love the helium effect.
What's going on, guys? It's Monday night, December 11th. And I'm here with Jarrett. Say hi.
Hey.
Tom the intern. Say hi.
Hi.
Bobby with three of is in the studio with
Bobby
us
with
again.
Three.
It's his birthday.
It's his birthday. And this is Crash Test Radio. He didn't even notice.
What, they introduced me? Too. I can give two shits.
John's in his lovely mood as always coming into the show.
That was our goal, to piss you off.
I don't really care.
What is wrong with you today?
Nothing.
Something's wrong with you every day.
Uh-huh.
You want to
Come
talk
on.
About
it? You want to let it out?
No.
Why not?
No, I don't.
This is your your chance.
The listeners want to know. I mean, you're extra pissed off today for some reason.
I'm not. It's because I haven't smoked a cigarette.
Quitting smoking does that to a man.
It does.
Jarrett waited all day to play that.
It doesn't even make sense.
And it got drowned out by other people.
It's true, but
I didn't
happens.
Even hear what it was.
So you're listening to Crash Test Radio. If you guys want to get involved with the show, you can message us. The screen name on AIM is Crash Test Losers. And that's Tom, the intern, on there, and you can talk to him. And
what's the MySpace?
When do I get
Jarrett?
Promoted?
Fuck MySpace.
Never.
When Bobby fills your shoes, but they're big shoes to fill, young man. Big shoes.
We gave Bobby a couple of options today.
They're
Bobby,
not that big. We got a Mexican to fill in. He did just fine.
Bobby has a band called Thrive. Thrive. I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to fuck it up that time.
Sure.
And
We're trying to get Bobby to do fucked up shit, basically.
Yeah, to play his songs throughout our whole show.
But he realizes that our show ain't shit.
I guess.
the numbers, ideas you guys are coming up with, I'm totally on his side.
Well, it was all Rocco's idea.
I never said
ideas.
The show ain't shit.
All right, talking to a microphone, if you're going to say anything.
God damn it.
He's dying for airtime. Look at him.
I know.
So our first idea was to have Bobby wear a...
Your first idea.
All right, my first idea was to have Bobby wear an adult diaper. And he had to keep drinking either beer or water, and he would have to eventually piss in the diaper throughout the hour.
Wait, Jared, I thought you were for that idea.
I was for it, but that wasn't my idea. I can't take credit for it.
What was this I just broke?
I don't know. Why are you breaking shit?
Wasn't a fan of that, so then my next idea was, for some reason, there's something rotting in Jarrett's refrigerator.
Every time he opens the goddamn refrigerator, I want to fucking puke.
It's weird, though. It doesn't happen when Tom opens the refrigerator.
No, yes, it does.
I've never smelt a dead body.
It's got to be that.
But I really have an idea of what it's all about.
Yeah, it's got to be close to that.
It's bad.
Oh, God, is it all fucking hard.
So my next idea, Jarrett threw out some stuff that he thinks is the culprit of the odor, which it isn't because
it's
still
stinks. It's not going to clear up immediately.
No, bullshit. That still
doesn't matter.
Just
throw that thing out. Buy a new one.
Yeah, the whole fridge.
Throw the whole refrigerator out. So my next idea was to have Bobby, while his songs were playing, to stick his head in the garbage and let us tie it around his neck so he would have to endure that smell.
Which I totally thought was the dumbest idea.
For the whole time while his song is going on, but he won't do that anyway. So... Yeah.
So all we're here to do now at this point is just wish Bobby from Three of a happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
The big 1-4, young man.
Happy birthday,
freshman
buddy.
Year, next year. It's going to be big.
You're an asshole.
High school is going to be a good time.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
The fuck's that?
That was John.
Happy birthday.
I found the gayest happy birthday song.
This is horrible.
Happy
Remember Sharon, Lois, and Bram, the elephant show?
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like them for some reason. I don't know why.
This isn't gay at all.
And the listenership just keeps dropping.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
It was a birthday song.
That was my birthday song for Bobby.
So what'd you have to go on? You were really excited to take the show and take control, Rock.
I did.
And all we've discussed is my disgusting smelling fridge and when Tom the intern's moving up.
Okay.
Still an answer.
I just have to make an announcement. I told John this yesterday, I think. But just because you're handicapped really doesn't mean you should be treated differently than other people.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't remember this conversation, by the way.
I work at a restaurant where I kind of manage it on Sundays. This guy comes in with his wife, older people, about 70 years old, I bet.
70 years old?
70 years old.
Okay.
He's deaf. So the girls that work the counter are trying to take his order for literally 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
I'm sitting in the back because I realize what's going on. I want no part of it. They ended up figuring out that what he wanted was 2 eggs.
Okay.
Toast, no home fries, which he ended up writing on the menu. Which why didn't he just write it?
Start?
He didn't.
Okay.
After 20 minutes.
Okay, so I make him his food. They give it to him.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Now he's complaining that a pitcher in the dining room is crooked. He's, you know, making with his hands a crooked motion, you know, whatever. He's done with his meal. He comes up and he wants a refill of his coffee. Now, a refill is $1. It's just the same price as if you buy a coffee.
So I've never heard of a place that actually charges for a refill.
You know, when he was telling me this story, I kind of was like,
agreed.
I kind of sided with the guy, but
agreed.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. Yeah.
I know,
well, you
I know.
You can get a refill at Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, no, but that's different. This is a restaurant.
Yeah,
you're eating
Dunkin'
in
Dunkin' Donuts, you're going to eat there.
Yeah, but no, I know what you're saying. And
you kind of have a point.
Yeah, it's not a bad argument.
It's not, but still.
Yeah, but
you're wrong.
It's a fucking hot dog joint.
I'm not wrong because they do it.
I'm not saying I disagree with the guy. He wrote, $1 is too much. I want to pay 50 cents. So he's naming his own prices now.
That's like Priceline.
Girls come back to me. They tell me a story. I'm like, just give him whatever he wants. I don't care.
Anything.
No, just give him the coffee. Whatever.
Trying to follow the story.
They bring out his coffee.
Uh-huh.
And he writes down, no home fries, what else? So in other words, he didn't get the home fries.
He wanted something
substitute. So he wanted something substitute. So I go,
point
to the French fries. You know, you can get French fries.
Yeah.
That wasn't good enough. He wanted onion rings and a bowl of chili. Now, the whole 2 eggs platter is about maybe $2.50, $2.95.
Yeah.
Onion rings alone are like $3.50, and then a bowl of chili is like $2.50.
Okay.
I go, no fucking way. He ain't getting both.
Luckily, he couldn't hear what Rocco was saying.
Yeah, exactly. I gave him a couple onion rings. They go give him the onion rings. His wife goes, oh, thank you, dear. She could talk the whole time.
So instead of actually helping
the situation,
she just stood there
like a fucking idiot.
I was out of my mind. I was just, give these people whatever they want. Just get them the hell out of here.
You should have just kicked them out.
How are you going to kick out a deaf guy?
Easily. Get the fuck out.
With sign language.
So annoying. Like, he was almost like trying to take advantage. Well, I
can't
hear.
Just point toward the door.
So I want this, I want this, and I want this, and I don't want to pay. And he had a problem with the price and everything, but whatever. I just wanted to say, just because you're deaf doesn't mean you get any advantages in life.
No, you actually have disadvantages because you're
deaf. And they should stay that way. I don't care.
I know, I agree.
I really don't care.
How dare they bother us common folk?
Jesus.
We have a new song parody.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to give a little preface on this one?
I
like how I said, oh yeah, like I didn't know, and then I'm telling you that you have to preface it.
Regular listeners to the show, they all know my girlfriend Laura. She calls in every now and then and
with a few wise words.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And this is a song for her.
Ooh, a famous line from last week.
What the fuck is the difference?
Usually every show.
What the fuck, you're gonna have some chick get laid on your fucking show? Fuck you! The door will be locked when you get home, you can sleep in your fucking car! Well, I'm glad you want to listen to some fucking chick getting laid. Fuck you! And by the way, she's fat too. Fuck you.
Did she at least leave that dinner out for you? Did you tell them?
Fuck you! The door will be locked when you get home. You can sleep in your fucking car! You know? Yeah? You fucking belong to me. You got it from the radio station? Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Tops off well at the end.
Very good ending, Rocco. Nice work.
I call that song American Laura.
The best part about that is that that chick that you guys were trying to get to have sex wrote in and said, should I listen tonight? Because I don't want to miss anything. And I was like, yeah, of course you should. She's like, what? Like what? Rocco's girlfriend calling me fat?
I'm sorry. Seriously? She just, I didn't have a lot of lines and I just threw that one in. No one thinks you're fat. Even John said no.
As much as I fucking hate that girl, you know, I can't say she's
Why
fat.
Do you hate her? I thought you hate the other girl. Or you hate everyone.
You hate them all.
Yeah.
No, I only hate that one girl.
Yeah, well, this is a different girl.
No, the whore.
No, you. I thought you hate that other chick who always calls him.
Well, he fights
with
Lisa.
No, she's all right. She mentioned.
John likes Vinny and Bobby.
Bobby, that's it? He does like Bobby.
Yes.
You do like Bobby.
Who's Vinny?
Who's Bobby?
Vinny from Less Than Jake.
Oh, yeah, he's all right.
Is all right.
No, go
you were
back
fucking
to the fucking
tap
reel.
Dancing like a little bitch after that phone call.
That was
like, that went really well. He seems like such a nice guy.
I said no. I didn't say it went really well. I said yeah, he's a nice guy.
No, you said he's a really nice guy. I'm gonna
By
go
the
meet
way,
him.
You guys are
no,
the best band at Warped Tour.
I had nothing to say. I don't even know. Like, I know nothing about the guy. Nor do I really care.
I was like, John's not laughing. I didn't see him laughing.
I got John.
Not
the fact. I thought the same thing.
I got Genius. John's laugh at any time. All right, speaking about songs, Jarrett brought to my attention my new favorite band.
Oh, God, we're going right to this?
We are. I can't hold it any longer. The world has to know about this band.
I found out about this band through a friend. They're called Tryptophan in Hollywood, and they're obviously for fucking real.
There's only one good part.
These are two hardcore gangster thugs.
Apparently. You got to go to their Pure Volume or MySpace. Good luck spelling Tryptophan. Hollywood spelled normally. It's Tryptophan in Hollywood. They're from East L.A., I think.
I think, yeah, something like that. I want to get them on the show.
Shit's grown up. It's been tough for them.
They're going to be the Crash Test Radio band.
The house band?
They're our house band.
Kind of like Emeril Lagasse when he went live. You know, when it was Emeril Live, he had the band.
We need to interview these guys. They
I don't
are
think
amazing.
They could ever write a better song than this.
Personally. I really just want them to loop. I just want you to loop that one, part, one part over and over again. I'm not even going to say what part it is. I'm sure everyone can guess which one
I'm
going
to have to fast forward it to that point.
I think it's
hysterical. It's a pretty long song, so maybe we'll come in between and stuff. But
it's called Bitch, You Ain't Asian.
It is. No, it's called You Ain't Asian.
You couldn't skip all this and go into this.
Why would you want to skip such an amazing song?
That's some motherfucking bullshit. Yo, that nigga ain't even Asian. Yeah! What? Tryptophan in Hollywood, not the opera.
This isn't a joke, by the way.
Bitch, you ain't Asian. Bitch, you ain't Asian. Bitch, you ain't Asian. Bitch, you ain't Asian. Bitch, you ain't Asian.
How can you not laugh at this right
Asian.
Off the bat?
Bitch,
I'm definitely in a better
Asian.
Mood now, so
bitch,
yeah, it is funny.
You ain't Asian. Bitch, take off the disguise. You don't have no squinty eyes. You ain't eating pork fried rice. Nigga, you eating French fries. You just want to be Asian. You know what I'm saying? It's in your face you're going through, but you know, motherfucker, you is a Jew.
I like these guys already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I said to him, with all my grim and whim, I said, what's with you? What's wrong with you? Bitch, you ain't Asian. Bitch, you ain't Asian.
Who cares? How do you deny that chorus?
You had a small dick.
What? Where did that come from?
I never got that.
Bitch, you ain't Asian. Bitch, you ain't Asian. I said, nigga. Yeah.
So Michael Richards.
I said, you the man with the plane, you driving in the minivan. You ain't got no tan, cause you, bitch, you ain't Asian.
Sounds like the two guys we played last week that had to rap because they were little.
That's right. Bitch.
It does.
Hold on.
That's
isn't that amazing part
bitch,
coming up?
You ain't Asian, bitch. You ain't Asian. I go to the mall, I see you sitting there, you wish it was your dick was that small. But I myself, but I
how
I'm
old
tall,
are these people? Do we
you
know?
Really
sound like crisscross.
If you were a white boy the way you are, you were driving a normal car, not that import tuna shit. I don't like that shit one bit. You have no squinty eyes, you can't hide behind that disguise. Bitch. You ain't Asian.
Bitch, you ain't
I say,
Asian.
I say, bitch, you ain't no anime fuck.
That was just uncalled for.
Yeah, so the other day, right?
A little story time with Tryptophan in Hollywood.
Hi. Nigga, 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 bitch. Nigga, 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 bitch.
All right, that was... That's what we wanted to get to.
That's it.
Those guys are called Tryptophan and Hollywood.
And they are the best band in the entire world.
I actually find them...
I think
as funny as it is, I want to smack them in the mouth.
Like, we're gonna get them in here.
How?
Do we know any backstory on these people?
We're gonna look into it. But apparently, I mean, they're from Compton, so it'll be a little bit
white,
to get them
black,
out.
Spanish.
I don't know. They're from Compton. What? That's all I know.
They're black. They're black. They're not from black. They're black.
They're white.
No, they're not.
They gotta
How
be
can
white.
You say that
they're
after white. Hearing all that?
They're white. Listen to them. They're white.
White guys can't.
White guys can't rap like that.
No, but
they're white.
Michael Richard proved you can't. White guys can't say nigga. So they
they're
can't
white.
Be white.
Trust me, they're white.
Nigga, bitch.
That is, I want that as one of your sound clips, by the way.
You can't hide by that disguise. You ain't got no slanty eyes.
How the hell
squinty, you asshole.
Squinty eyes.
I was going to say, how the fuck does he know like the words that already?
He doesn't.
It's implanted in my head. That's how good that is.
That's like the third time
that sounds
heard
like
that.
That's like a record exec's dream right there. I mean, that's a hit single. That's Z100, K-Rock.
They really sound like crisscross.
They're
like,
fucking
that's what
great.
I picture. Two little
They sound
kids.
Like little fucking retarded white kids.
Don't talk about our house band like that.
I don't want them to be our house band.
I do.
I don't.
What the fuck are we going to do with a house band?
Nothing. I don't want them. I want to throw tomatoes at them the entire time they're in here.
All right. We're going to go.
Probably what I'm rotting in that fucking refrigerator.
No, that is not. That is like a human hand rotting in your refrigerator.
All right, guys. We're going to go to a song break real quick. When we come back, I have a special Christmas story for everybody.
Ooh. Wait. I have a good Hanukkah one, too.
So is that what happened to your last roommate? Is he rotting in the fridge right now?
Rip? I don't know.
Is that what he went?
It smells like something ripped ass in your refrigerator.
Did Rip have to teach school today? New Jersey teachers were on strike today. I wonder if Rip had to go.
All of them?
A bunch of different
counties. I don't know what you're talking about. He's rotting in your refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. He's rotting in my refrigerator. This song goes out to Rip's dead body, who's rotting in my refrigerator.
What, Bouncing Souls 87?
Oh, that works fucking perfectly. Bouncing right. Souls 87.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's amazing. Crash Test Radio, the AIM name is
AIM.
Ian Ziering?
The screen name is Crash Test Losers.
We'll be right back, guys. Special Christmas story and so much more on Crash
so
Test Radio.
So much more rock. So much more. I don't even, can't even contain myself.
I don't even know.
Ugh.
Back then we didn't have a care in the world. Getting drunk and chasing girls. I do.
I do. I do.
I do. I do.
I do.
I do.
I don't.
What's
please,
up, guys?
Please that don't was, sing along with the songs, guys.
That was the Bouncing Souls with 87 on Crash Test Radio. If you want to get involved, instant message Tom the intern. Our AIM name is Crash Test Losers. And yeah. Our MySpace is myspace.com/Crash Test Radio.
Yeah, can I give a quick little shout out? Let me get a shout out from John's brother, to John's brother.
What? All no, his not boys, to my brother.
To his brother, all his boys up in the Lake of White Meadow, including Jober, Cuban G, and Jobu.
Yep. There you go.
They all listen to Tryptophan Hollywood. Fuck Hollywood.
Those names.
They listen to Tryptophan Hollywood and eat a Domenico's pizza.
James, what exactly. Fuck, dude.
And hello to TC. I got your message.
Shave that
TC
beard,
from
dude.
Tom. Hello. All right.
There you
enough, go. All right. Shoutouts are over.
That's
for
it.
Tonight.
Yeah. That's enough.
All right. Enough. So
it's family.
It being.
That was, how fucking well did that work?
That was funny because Rocco freaked out like a cat. Like didn't know where that was coming from.
That thing's got 12 different sound clips. I had no idea what it was going to play.
That's funny.
Thank you.
That was pretty perfect.
So it being Christmas and all, I figured I should share.
And Hanukkah starts on Friday.
All right,
I thought it was over, to be honest with you.
Hanukkah isn't a big deal, right?
Nah.
Is it just?
No, I mean, it's not like a big... Like, Christmas is like the holiday for,
well, because you
for
got,
regular people.
Because you regular people are all about, like, your presents, and it's not about... You're not really celebrating what Christmas is really about. You're celebrating...
You mean...
You're using
no,
it as like,
not at
yeah.
all.
By regular people, you mean the real people.
Real people?
Yeah.
You're saying that my people are not real people.
The peaceful,
exactly.
Not causing war
Who the fuck do you think controls
people?
The world, you fucking dumb shit?
Controls all the war
Catholic.
In the world.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't for you people. You that's all I'm going to say.
You sound like my fucking grandfather.
Our Fuhrer, Mel Gibson, told us that.
Yeah. Exactly.
You keep going back to reading Mein Kampf over there. Rocco, what'd you have to talk about?
Right, because I read.
Spell Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
Spell mine.
I can't do that.
Spell it how it's spelled.
Go fuck yourself.
Come on, do it. I'll give you a beer.
Go. I don't want a beer.
I'll give you $5 if you can spell. I'll bet you $5 you can't spell mine as it's spelled for Mein Kampf.
Nope.
All right.
That's a win in my book, Rock. It's a win in my book.
Here we
pushes
go.
A win.
I'm going to try this live. It might not sound good. What? What's the matter?
You're so nervous. You're
yeah, you're
mothering with your
so
paper.
He's I'm, got all these little pieces of paper. That
I wrote them all
he
on.
You wrote them on, like, guess. Is that from work?
They're checks.
They're
yeah.
Like, they're like the pads that the waitress
the
writes an order
yeah,
on.
He wants yeah. onion rings
your
and
bill.
Chili.
I wrote
a bunch
all
of
this,
bills in his hand.
I wrote all this at work today, except for, like, the ending. So...
I well,
stand up and take a bow, Rob.
I like how he thank constantly you. Thinks about me at all points during the day.
I got you on my mind, that's I guess.
Very flattering.
All right,
are
so
we
going to
get
go.
A little background music for your story?
We are, and I would like if you guys don't interrupt. I mean, you can laugh. You
no, it's cool. I'm using all of our mics.
No,
here,
no, what, no,
welcome
you don't,
to the fucking Rocco show.
You don't have to. You don't have to turn off all the mics.
In the background?
Our mics are off.
Actually, hey, Rob, talk about Rocco.
Rocco, it's all you.
It is.
And
I'm the most selfish person in the world.
All right. I'll try and be quiet.
So here we go.
Good luck with that.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the night, John tried to move his bowels with all of his might. He pushed and he whimpered. He even prayed to God, "Please let me deliver this brown baby log." What could be the problem? Why this dismay? Would John move his bowels before Christmas Day? By now, beads of sweat ran down his bald head. "Please come out by Christmas," the bald homo said.
That's not funny.
Good rhyme, good rhyme.
That's not funny.
John was exhausted. He fell to the floor when all of a sudden came a knock at the door. "Someone's in here," John said, defeated, yet he was pleased by whom he was greeted. Santa had heard his cries and came to his aid. John had to release his duty, or he surely would fade. I gotta start the song over.
Yo, shakes, what?
I know.
He keeps shaking.
Oh,
I was man. Gonna.
I have the shakes either way, so don't flatter yourselves.
You are a mess.
"Ho, ho, ho, what do we have here?" John's pants around his ankles, curled up, trembling in fear. "Santa, help! There's something wrong with my ass. I can't relieve myself. No gas shall I pass."
Good rhyme.
Santa calmly smiled and took off his glove. and quickly up John's ass. His finger was shoved.
This is better than our house band.
John let out a scream, some say in delight. For this anal intrusion, he never would fight. Okay. Santa digged and he dug through John's butt chimney. Anticipation grew. He became fearful and wimbly. What if I never poop again? John thought and he feared. What could be the blockage stuck in my rear? There Santa was in John, elbows deep, when suddenly he found what he had sought.
Santa's a good friend.
Both Santa and John stood speechless at the sight. John had forgotten about the hamster he shoved up there last night.
Aww.
Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas, John.
That actually worked perfectly.
Merry
Christmas, John. The music stopped.
Very good, Rocco.
Thank you.
Actually, when Santa came in, too, the music built right there. Like, it was perfect.
I know. I had it all planned out.
You didn't have shit planned out.
Santa saves the day again.
He does.
Kind of worked.
So
you're two for two.
So during the song break, Tom kind of told us a kind of interesting story. You want to go on that, buddy?
Yeah.
Care to?
Yeah, I'd love to.
I love I real quick before you get into that, I love how after you told us a quick brief, you know, like what it was, Rocco was like, "Hey, wait a minute,
we all have
relate.
Like the same story.
I think a lot of people can relate.
Yeah, man.
I've never had such
I
a thing.
I think a lot of people can relate.
Well,
to
go
this
ahead,
story.
You go, then Rocco go, then I'll tell my stupid little story. Go
I'll
ahead.
Just go
so
watch the game.
I'm not a heavy marijuana smoker at all. I probably smoke about once every month, if that.
Liar.
Okay, I'm high right now. But either way, no. So a few days ago, Jarrett. No, not Jarrett.
No, I smoked. You don't have to cover up for me.
Okay, Jarrett, my friend Derek, and I decided to just get high.
I was so excited.
Yeah, it was awesome. We were sitting around. It was like 9 o'clock at night. We're like, oh, let's just get high.
I haven't smoked pot in months.
Exactly.
Let's just
the
do
same
it.
Same thing I was thinking.
It would be great.
It's the greatest thing.
Yeah, I'm
just
like,
let's just get
high. Well, we don't really condone this.
Haven't done it.
No,
I haven't done it in years, but we don't condone it.
Right.
So,
but we had a bunch of
way to save our asses.
Yeah, like that. I was really excited. We could chill out.
Couldn't wait.
And
movie just started too.
Yeah, something.
Pleasantville.
Pleasantville came on. We smoked. I was feeling
really
good for about 5 minutes. 5 minutes, I was feeling amazing. All of a sudden, I started like convulsing, and my heart was racing.
But he started small with it. He's kind of like, guys, I don't feel very good.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say. At first, I was like, guys, I don't feel good at all. And I was kind of like rocking back and forth. I was like, dude, my heart is like pounding out of my chest right now. What do I do? That's what I was thinking in my head. But all I was saying to them was, guys, I don't feel too good.
Mm-hmm. I just shook my head like everybody could see me.
We let it go for like 10, 15 minutes. You're like, no, you're just high, dude. And I was just like, just sitting there. I had a laser pointer. I was like in heaven. I was high.
Yeah, he was like laser pointing. I'm like, dude, I feel like shit. And he's like laser pointing in my eye.
Guys,
I'm like,
I don't feel good. Dude, just because you're so high. That was terrible.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. I was like, oh, man, they don't even get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my heart's just racing and my chest is like burning.
Yeah.
It's like this really hot sensation in my chest.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So after I told him a few times, I'm like, guys, I don't feel good. I'm like, I think I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think I'm going to have a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to take me to the hospital right now because I don't know what to do right now.
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah. It's fucking.
It's almost like you're on something else, like speed or something. Like, you know exactly what like cocaine is like or something.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm curious.
Yeah. Okay. So about 15 minutes have gone by. I saw.
15, 20 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, Jared, dude,
you gotta
call
911 right now.
I'm like, call 911. And Derek's like, dude, no, you can't call 911. The cops are gonna come.
I just got off probation like 3 months ago too, and I was just
Yeah, he's like, dude, the cops are gonna come. You know, it's gonna be a whole fiasco.
Yeah,
don't do that. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, I will take the blame for everything. I will say you guys were not smoking. I was the one that did it. I need help. I was that bad.
Yeah,
I was freaking.
I was
out.
In the seat.
I'll take the heat. Exactly. So I was sitting there. I was like, what do I do? And I probably said
he's
it
about begging
10
me.
Times. I'm like, Jared, you have to take me.
I'm
and
like, I'll
like,
drive.
Derek's like, calm. You just got to calm down, dude. You got to calm down. You're freaking out.
Yeah.
Just relax.
You were freaking out.
Yeah, I was. I couldn't even handle it. And so I guess Derek called. I think he called his doctor friend, and then he called Mike Nito, who had the same thing happen to him or something.
Yeah.
That's good.
Say people's names over the air who smoke pot. That's really.
Okay.
Yeah. First and last name.
First
Jesus,
and last.
Man.
You want to give their address?
Address?
Go ahead.
That man's got my back.
Okay, that one didn't work kinda. As well.
No.
Okay, so where was I?
Yeah.
So you're begging, yeah, so me, okay, you're begging me to drive.
I'm begging you.
To
and
bring you there, and I'm like, all right.
I'm like jumping down your throat. You're just like, really, you're just like, dude, I'll go look up the directions. I'm like, I have to fucking go now.
Well, I didn't know how to fucking get there.
20 minutes later, I'm like, I gotta fucking go. You're like, I'm still on MapQuest. How do I work?
I had to place
thing?
A fucking bet, dude.
Like, what's the zip code?
I'm like, fucking get my bail money ready.
It's amazing because everyone, well, obviously everyone else is high and they don't want to do anything.
Right, exactly.
It wasn't that. It was
they
I didn't
think
fucking,
I'm really just fucked up. And
yeah,
I
you're just really high. Like,
well,
chill
we
out.
We knew you were really fucked up.
Right, well,
not think.
Right, you don't think it's serious.
Yeah.
When it, in my head, I'm like, dude, I'm going to die.
You thought
right
it was
now.
Over.
I'm going to die with two high kids just laughing at me. Like, that's going to be the fucking.
I got
20
bucks, Derek,
ever.
With his head like, maybe we should just wait till the morning to like call the cops. Like, he's dead already. We can't really do anything. Just act like we wake up and this was it.
Stuff him in the refrigerator.
So eventually, after like 30 minutes, Jarrett finally gets directions to the nearest hospital, like emergency room.
Yeah.
We get in the car. We drive there. I felt like we were in the car for an hour.
Well, I drove slow to start. Check us out. And
when you were backing out, it was hilarious. I just remember you were like, dude, am I cool? Am I clear? Am I clear? I think you like did like a 12-point turn to get out of our driveway.
Well, anyone who knows our driveway knows it's very difficult to get out of. But I had Tom in the car. I'm like, yo, put your seat back a little bit. You just gotta relax. And he like put his seat back. I put some like smooth jazz on and shit.
That was pretty sweet.
I drove like as smooth and slowly as possible as I could to try and just relax him. The funny part. Hold on, just give me one second. The funny part was he would be like freaking out. Oh, dude, it hurts so much. It hurts so much. And then like 5 minutes later, after I'd be like, dude, you know, like you're just freaking out. Remember, you just stopped smoking cigarettes. Maybe you're having like some withdrawal from it. This or that. And he'd be like, he talked in stone talk when he was okay. Like for 5 minutes he was hurting, and then for 2 or 3 minutes he was okay. But he talked, yo, dude, you're so right. And I just wanted to be, you motherfucker, you got me out here driving.
Well, that's all.
And
it
then
is.
It was just like, ah, my chest, ah, ah. Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. It's just it literally is all in your head.
Funny story, kind of related. One time when I was in the apartment when I lived with Jarrett, I had chest pains one night, and everyone was drinking. And Jarrett urged me. He goes, "We're going to the hospital. I'm taking you to the hospital." But I'm too drunk. You have to drive. You remember that? We went to the hospital.
I saved your life.
No, you did.
I remember that too.
I did save your life.
But the funny thing was
I said we need to go, but I can't drive.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, no. Did you make it to the hospital?
No, he did. I'll finish the story.
Okay, and then we'll talk about. And then we'll talk about why.
I'm really curious.
No, so we drove. We probably got to. We were probably almost in the parking lot of the hospital, right?
We were
about there.
We were there.
And then right. You kept saying like, dude, are you sure you really want to do this? And I kept thinking, I'm like, this is going to be really stupid of me. I'm probably going to get fucked. Something's going to happen. But, you know, I feel like shit. I need to go. And then I'd be like up and down. I'd be like, wow, I'm freaking out. Then I'd be like, wow, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm just high.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I think of one thing that scared me. I'm like, dude, my heart's really pounding. And then it just
happens. Yeah.
It just be like insane. And so, no, we did not end up going to the hospital, but I came back. Sat in front of the TV for like 4 hours awake in my bed.
Yeah.
Just like going back and forth, feeling a little bit better. But the best part is in the morning when I woke up, I went on Wikipedia, looked up panic attacks and read all about it. And every symptom fit my what was going on to me.
Yeah.
And then there was a little blurb, a little side note at the bottom that said
marijuana.
In some rare cases, smoking marijuana induces moderate to severe panic attacks.
Well, that's what happened with me.
And in most cases, it influences the user to seek medical attention.
Oh,
that's, like, that's
funny.
Fucking me.
You know,
it was dead on.
I didn't tell you what I was planning on doing. I was actually going to drop you at the hospital.
With
and
a
then
note,
wait
like
out,
a baby?
No, wait outside for like 5-10 minutes and run in like you had called me. Whoever had dropped you off was high, so they didn't want to get caught.
Oh, I got you.
So I was going to park and wait 10 minutes to run in
that's such a high
and
kid's
act
thought.
Like
save your own ass?
No sober person would think that.
Dick.
Not at all. Nobody would have thought that was a good idea except for somebody
when stopped. I rushed Rocco to the when we rushed Rocco to the hospital, it was because Rocco found online that, hey, if you take thyroid, like, pills.
Oh, God.
My friend told me about him. He was like a weightlifter.
You can lose weight by taking thyroid pills. We go to the hospital. We're sitting there for hours and hours. They don't know what's wrong. His thyroid's inflamed. They have no idea why. So the nurse comes in finally, like, a bit later on. She's like, you know, we're trying to figure this out. Have you been doing anything different? Have you been taking any, like, special pills or anything like that? He's like, oh, yeah, I've been taking it was
T3.
T3. And she's like, what's
Terminator.
That? He's like, oh, it's a thyroid pill. And she just like looks at us. And
she like wanted to hit me with a clipboard.
She was so fucking angry, that nurse.
Remember, they gave me like the morphine drip and I had you squeeze the bag.
Yeah,
oh,
the
that was the most amazing
like,
thing.
Your mom was screaming at you on
holy
one
shit.
Side of the thing. And you're looking at me and you're like, squeeze the bag, squeeze the bag. It feels so
squeeze
good.
Squeeze why wouldn't you tell them that you were taking those pills to begin with?
Because I knew they were stupid.
I remember that.
I had the exact same thing. Well, I get panic attacks sometimes. It's pretty good right now, but I guess that's what I'm incorporating it to. I smoked a lot one day at a kid's house. That I also feel that if you're in an unfamiliar environment and doing that like pot and stuff, you're not in a good place.
No,
it's
not at all.
Plus all that's going on in your life at the time.
People
now,
underestimate.
I'm kind of stressed out.
Yeah, people underestimate marijuana like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
I smoked.
I was just trying to have a good time with my friends.
Yeah. So was I.
I smoked.
So I thought.
I smoked a lot this night, and all of a sudden, like you said, my heart just started beating. And immediately, I just kept saying to myself, this is it, I'm dying. And you almost feel like no one around, like you know no one around you knows how you're feeling.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm just going to die and no one's going to know why. Like,
yeah.
My heart's going to explode.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It's the point where, like, you almost feel like if you looked in a mirror, you could see your heart, like, beating.
I kept putting my hand on my chest.
Yeah.
And my hand was, like, bouncing. I would look down.
Exactly.
And be like, wow, my shirt is, like, moving forward.
So I was staying.
It was insane. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I believe you.
I believe you, too. Like,
you get me an ice cream.
I wish I was thinking.
You stop with that fucking doll.
I like when things work. It's just random.
So I remember, I was staying at my friend's. I was like, dude, I have to go to bed. Like, I have to, like, sleep this off or something. And he goes, okay, the guest room is up the stairs and to the left. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. I go up the stairs and to the left. I'm in a palace. I'm in a big king-size bed, huge, like, 50-inch screen TV, and my own bathroom with a hot tub. And I'm going, oh, my God, this is the guest room? Like, what do the other rooms in the house look like? I lie in the bed. I close my eyes, and it's like a screensaver of my life where I couldn't.
What the fuck? Wait, what were you on?
It was marijuana.
No, it couldn't have just
no,
been.
Where'd you
swear
get this from? I want some.
No,
right now.
Everyone else.
Bobby, intern.
Everyone else smoked the same thing. And I was convinced that, like.
He did the footstep. He did the footstep.
Yeah, because that came over on the mic.
Play the part.
I hope it did.
So, continue. Like I'm saying, I really start freaking out. I'm going, oh my God, like there was something else in here and I'm the only one who got it. Like maybe like just a little schmidget of like acid.
What the fuck's a schmidget?
Of acid, but I don't know. I've never done acid, so I don't even know what it looks like. And so I'm going, like, everything connects to each other. Every event in my life connected to each other, and I couldn't escape it. All of a sudden, I just saw white, and I'm like, I am dead. Like, this is it. Like, this is what it's like when you're dead.
That's the movie thought of being dead. You just see white.
You just see
light.
White. There's nothing. Like I even had this, like, I had an outer body experience where I saw myself lying in the bed and then I just zoomed like through space. I know it sounds ridiculous. I zoomed like through space.
Yeah,
like slightly. I was dead.
No,
like,
not at all.
That's what I felt.
No,
that,
I can feel you here.
I can actually, I have something I actually can add to this.
So
too.
I felt like I traveled through space and I traveled through the stars. Like, I know I'm ridiculous
through
for saying
stars.
This right now.
You're
and all of a sudden,
that was just, this yeah,
everything like imploded into white and that was it. And I couldn't escape this white, but I could hear, I wasn't talking, but I could hear myself thinking.
Okay.
And I just started crying.
Bro, this just gets gayer.
Where's the sound
and
clip?
Gayer.
And his friend's mom rolls over and says, what the fuck are you doing in my bed?
Pooha. No. It just gets gayer and gayer.
His parents were away. So anyway, I kind of come out of it for a second. I start walking. And I know I'm like, and it was upstairs. And they kind of had this open upstairs where it's a balcony. And you could see everything below. Like, you can see the living room. And I knew
jumped.
I was going to, like, fall over.
Yeah.
And I'm up there going, I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm, like, screaming. I'm like, I'm dead. I'm dead. But no one.
I'm dead.
No one. But the scariest thing is
like,
that.
You're playing poker. Shut the fuck up.
Scariest thing is that no one was acknowledging me. So I was like, I am really dead because I'm, like. To me, I'm screaming this.
So being you, the pervert you are, you probably went right into someone, you know, tried to go into a room. You're like, well, I'm a ghost. I may as well take this to advantage.
No, I ended up going back to bed. And like I said, every time I closed my eyes, I couldn't escape it. Like, just constantly thinking, like, all I could see every, like, moment in my life. Like they say, your life flashes, before your eyes. It, like, literally happened. And I swear to you,
lying through the stars.
It went away this morning, the next morning.
This morning.
This morning.
Jesus Christ.
This was last night. It went away the next morning, but for the next 3 days, I was still like super fucked up. Like I could, I really felt I was dead. Like it, and it's the weirdest feeling in the world.
No, I can give a slight story. I have a small one involved. You got
just from smoking the weed, I did like
smoking the weed,
smoking the ganja.
Well, no, same thing. Like I was young. I was young, and same thing. Smoked.
Was this like 30 years ago?
Yeah. Smoked. Went, but I swear to you, 10 minutes later, started seeing trails echoing. Everybody was echoing. I felt like I was in a dream. I started, my chest, same thing with Chitty. Chest started pounding, couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Then everybody left me.
Yeah, breathing. That's one.
Couldn't
thing.
Do it.
Yeah.
Because Derek kept telling me to go.
Nah,
Derek's an idiot.
It. Yeah. Like, breathe. Couldn't breathe.
And I could not breathe.
Couldn't breathe. Went home. Everybody was like, all I kept thinking was, oh my God, I got the same thing. I got to go somewhere. I'm dying.
Yeah.
Everybody was trying to calm me down, this and that. Everybody left me. Everybody. Everyone was like, well, see you later. I'm like about to cry because I thought I was dying. Everybody was just like, all right, well, we're going home.
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck? Like, you don't get it?
Are you kidding me? I'm calling people. I'm trying to get somebody on the phone. I'm like, I can't be alone right now. Shit's swirling. Next thing you know, I pass out. I wake up next morning, smoke a cigarette. And I was like regular stoned all day. I was like you, fucked
it
up
lasts.
For like I never again did I smoke. I was like I can't do it ever again.
I didn't smoke for a very long time.
That was it. I was like done. I'm not doing that again.
At least this show is promoting anti-drug use.
It's true. It is. It's totally not worth it.
I kind of find out that I might have smoked weed laced with heroin, but that's neither here nor there.
When I was in high school, my brother was like, "Yo, you know that gas you get at the dentist's office?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "We can buy that for ourselves, and you put it into a balloon. It was nitrous."
Yeah.
So I was like, "All right, cool." So we bought 3 24 packs of it. So one night we did.
That's good for about 5 minutes.
One night we did 1 24 pack together, you know, like 12 each basically. We kept filling the balloons going back and forth. And I was like, oh, this shit's pretty fucking cool. So he kept it like in his room. It wasn't hidden, but it was like, these are our, you know, I paid for these, so this or that. So.
Down there with the porn and the fucking behind the.
Right. So one night he's not home. And I went and I grabbed both cases, 48 things of nitrous. And I took them all.
48
by yourself?
I did them all by myself. And I didn't realize that the movie American History X was on, and the end of the movie just has like really soft like orchestrated music, and I was lying on my couch because after you do 48 things.
I actually love this sound.
Wait, hold on, Jared. For those people who don't know,
uh-huh.
Can you describe the high that you get from a nitrous
cartridge? Well, if you've ever been to
super amazing awesomeness.
If you've ever been to
how long does it last? Like a minute, right?
I think it's retarded.
No. If you've ever been to the dentist's office and you got laughing gas, as they call it, that's nitrous oxide. And basically, it's a very tingly feeling. It's one of the most amazing feelings you'll ever have, but it only lasts for like a minute, if that kind of thing. But if you do like a 24 pack of them by yourself, it lasts. Like if you keep going with it, like it fucks you up for a little bit. And if you do 48, it sure as fuck sticks with you for a point. You don't have that same sensation you have when you take the... Shut this fucking
what
shit
is this
up.
Song?
I like it. Go.
So, but anyway, so I did... I had 48 cartridges.
Which is insane,
which is basically like 24 balloons by myself,
that is
pretty much.
I don't think anyone does that.
Two in each balloon. It's a lot.
I don't know.
And I was lying on my couch.
Oh, yeah,
he's definitely come close.
I'm lying on my couch feeling, because when you do too much nitrous, you feel it like in your chest because it freezes like your lungs and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that I was like,
that's when, oh, yeah. That's when your voice finally deepened, right?
It's true.
That is like, to me, is like, that is the worst thing in the world
thing,
to do.
I agree. Well, no, I would rather do that before heroin.
You think
heroin
nitrous
or
is worse than
like
heroin?
Come on. How many times when you and...
dude, it lasts for 30 seconds. It's
I
not
know, dude. But watching you and that other kid go through like
ever.
Two cases of it,
it's
I was
so
like,
easy and so fast.
I was like so disgusted that I knew you guys.
Wait, I just want to point out a quick little tidbit.
Uh-huh.
You know how everything on when it comes on the podcast, these shows, and they have like the descriptions?
Yeah.
Kevin Groff, it's going to be drug stories. December 11th, drug stories.
True.
Awesome.
I thought he was going to have something a little bit more clever than
it's
going to
be drug stories then. One out of five Houston call fans still masturbate
Can
Josh
we let
Christmas.
That one go, please?
I don't get
Christmas
that.
Christmas time with Rocco.
Can we just let
John
that one go?
Stories.
Great. But anyway, long story short, I was lying there and I heard the music and I was like, this is the music you hear when you die. I thought I truly believed that I was dying at that point. And
was it Phil Collins?
Dude, if it was Phil Collins, I would have been like, dude, this fucking, I can't wait to get to heaven because it can only get better. So
that's the music. Yeah, I didn't hear Taps,
right? Play Taps at my funeral, please.
Play a song.
Let's
We've been talking about drugs for too long.
We have been. Let's go to a song.
All right, this is called "And We All Return to Our Roots" by The Forecast.
You're goddamn right it is.
On Adobe Radio, this is Crash Test Radio. We'll be right back.
Sweet braces.
We are back, Crash Test Radio.
I hate that girl's voice.
I like it.
That is one of the two only good songs on that CD, though. I'm sorry.
I love that song.
That song is fucking amazing.
I've never heard any other song on the record, so I can't.
The rest just doesn't get me hard.
I hate her voice, man.
What, you said she's like, what?
Now, banjo stations, everyone.
She's like, damn it. She's like 50 pounds wet.
Good segue. Because
wet. I love that saying.
And moving on, this is Crash Test Radio. If you want to message us on the screen name is Crash Test Losers. Message Tom the Intern. It's Bobby from Threeve's birthday, so we're going to play a Threeve song. Sorry.
Bobby's playing with a laser pointer, and he has got the stupidest grin on his face.
I'm going to kill you.
He's so excited.
You shine that shit in my eye one more time. Look at him.
He's like so happy.
I'm no longer a teenager. I can play fun things.
But you really just turned 20?
Yeah. That sucks.
Wow.
But anyway, I was saying good segue because
like 6 years older than him.
Earlier today at 4:50 this morning, an 85-pound Nicole Richie got busted for driving while under the influence of, like Tom, marijuana.
And is that what it was? Driving.
Well, Jarrett was.
It wasn't alcohol?
Fuck you.
No, it wasn't alcohol. It was Vicodin and marijuana.
So she did what you're about to explain. Oh, Vicodin. Never mind.
Bing, yeah, zing, yeah. Zing. Is that what Eminem says?
What?
Dummy.
I just like it because it says the booking sheet, which is I guess the police report.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Reveals
that's
that Nicole Richie is 5'1" and weighs an alarming 85 pounds.
See, she says that. I'm telling you, when I got arrested, they don't weigh you. They ask you how much you weigh. There's no way they weigh. They don't have scales there. So she said 85.
She
yeah.
was hot. I won't
I won't deny. I lied too when I went in. I was like, well, you know. Well,
yeah, girls always lie about their weight. You know, she's at least like.
I'm 5'10".
I was gonna say. So wait, Jared lying about his weight.
She's gotta be like 90. Wait, what did you say? What was your weight?
5'10", 110 pounds.
Something along those lines.
You said 110 pounds.
I think I said like 165. I'm only like
really
170.
Oh, 170.
So like
you're like
10
pounds
different.
Lighter than me.
Why do I look fatter?
No. Why do I look fat? Jesus.
I don't know where this went.
I don't know where it went either. But do I look fat? I don't
know.
No, understand.
You look. No, I thought you were saying that I looked fatter. Like you're saying.
You
you're
look spectacular.
Do I look
today.
Healthy? That's all I really want.
Yes.
All right. Good.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Hey,
you
put
healthy.
On some weight. You look healthy though.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I look fat. Yeah. You fuck.
Right.
Ugh. Are you talking about fat people?
Ill Will chiming in.
I remember those days.
But so
that kid sucks.
We have two people apparently saw Nicole Richie was driving the wrong way on the 134 freeway in Burbank.
How fucked up do you have to be to drive the wrong way on the highway?
Holy
pretty
shit,
fucked up.
Right?
Wait, in California?
Yeah.
I was going to say, we
no, Burbank, Ohio.
Yeah.
She hangs out there
like,
a lot.
Are there like 50,000 cars on the fucking road at one time?
What's the thing? If
I don't think she'd get very far.
Right. If you know anything about Los Angeles, you'd get on the on-ramp and you'd be stuck.
It's just amazing. So here's a little piece of the 911 tapes. Two guys called in.
Okay.
911 emergency.
Yeah, if you're heading on the 134 West,
look
there
out.
There's a car coming on the off ramp, driving the opposite direction of
the
traffic.
Simple life.
And he was basically entering on the exit. It's right before Buena Vista Street, whatever exit that is, headed on the 134 West.
Okay, but the party's now traveling eastbound in the westbound line.
How many fucking times are you gonna do that tonight?
I'm sorry,
she looks really
it was
hot
loud.
In that fucking picture, though.
Help me! There's a skeleton driving an SUV
no,
on the wrong
doesn't.
Way of the highway.
That picture,
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, they have her mugshot.
She does good not. Sounding
her,
show here.
The fact that her eyebrow, her right eyebrow is up in a very provocative way.
She I'm tried to be all sexy.
She
like,
did try to be sexy, but 85 pounds, never sexy.
You can't tell from that picture.
There you go.
Continue.
That's silence.
Why
just leave
your fucking headphones on this time?
I don't know if he kept going, but I mean, I saw him coming up the off ramp, and I was like,
him. They keep saying it's him.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
They didn't know.
They're assuming it's a guy.
They thought it was a little boy.
Bullshit.
They thought the Grim Reaper.
SUV. And I'm not sure if he pulled onto the freeway, but.
How long ago did you see him?
Not more than a minute ago.
Some skeleton was driving the wrong way on the highway.
Good job.
I saw death driving.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
I think...
911 emergency, what are you reporting?
That was another one?
Yeah.
Car on the wrong side of the freeway. We're on the 134 going westbound, and it just came on from the off-ramp going on-ramp eastbound.
Okay, so he's going eastbound on the west.
Why the fuck does everyone assume it's a guy?
Yeah.
Okay, at what exit?
It was a Griffith Park. It looked like an SUV. I'm not sure. I just saw him coming up the
he had DJ AM in the car.
I'm not sure he's about to turn around.
It doesn't look like an SUV. It's either SUV or not.
I believe it was like
wait, did you hear that?
What?
She said, do you know what color he is?
Maybe.
Do you know what color he is or what?
What?
Is she referring to the...
Racism everywhere.
Everywhere in the world.
Even when you call 911.
911 operator, can I help you? Yeah, look out. Nicole Richie's driving on the highway. She's all over the place.
What the fuck?
God damn it. I wish we had like some really... That was just bad.
Wow. Come on. Stewie, save us. Here we go.
Oh,
this machine is doing great. I have to thank my girlfriend Erin. She got me a little Stewie toy that has 12 quotes, and you don't know what he's gonna say when. And we're doing okay with just pressing.
I think
the
you
button.
Might be able to figure it out after one
yeah,
everybody, revolution through
true.
The sounds.
Everybody's giving a shout out to me.
Can you
me.
Fucking give me that goddamn laser point? I'm gonna stab you in the throat. Jesus Christ. Oh, it fucking my screen's open for my window, and you're lucky it hit the curtain, but it almost went out the window. I both have the dollar place. So are we done with this Nicole Richie thing?
Yeah, I think we are. I
hate celebrities.
I kind of ruined it.
With your horrible fucking joke.
I still don't know what
joke.
That was, right?
I don't know what that was either,
I was
man.
Trying to do a parody of the 911 call. I'm sorry. I'll never do anything again.
God damn, that was
thanks
horrible.
Thanks to Rocco and Laura for always really sending us off on a great fucking note.
That was so bad. Oh. This doesn't even... It was so... You need to think about it.
You
didn't
even think it was funny?
No, I didn't. I didn't think it was funny at all.
You need to get a sound effect of a train smashing into a car, and that might.
And you being in between the train and the car when
how
it smashes.
Bad it was.
Dude, I think I'm getting a Wii on Friday, by the way.
Are you really?
Yeah.
A Wii? What we call a Wii?
That's exciting, right?
That is kind of exciting.
I'm about to get a Nintendo Wii up in this house.
We told some kids when we were at GameStop the other day, we were like, oh, you guys have a Nintendo Wii? And the kid's like, no, it's a Nintendo Wii. And Gruff's like, no, it's a Wii. And the kid's like, no.
I read it on the internet. I was on the internet for 4 hours.
He tells the little kid tells me, it's like, I was on the internet for 4 hours today. We're like, wow, little kids suck. You know what else sucks? The fact that every time I walk out of my shop, right, I have to donate change to some sort of an organization.
You know, I did that, and that bell is really fucking annoying.
How
pissed off would you be if you were that guy?
Oh,
having
my
to stand
God.
There in the freezing cold, ringing a damn bell the entire time. Seriously? And you're not getting a cut.
They don't stop.
You're not getting a cut.
You would think that if you donated change, they would stop ringing the bell for 2 seconds.
Like, all right, I donated.
Hey, there's no obnoxious noise because this asshole gave me a dollar.
Exactly. Like, yeah. If that was the fact, then more people would give money. If they would stop ringing that fucking bell every time you gave money, they would stop. And that bell does nothing.
You can't even fit a fucking coin in that slot. It's right? So tiny.
It was like a cross.
You ever try and put a dollar bill in it? You gotta like smash. It's like using a fucking food
you
processor.
Can't put
it, you can't, like
you can't fit a Sacagawea coin in there.
No, there's no I tried to put 75 cents in. I tried to put 75 cents in, and it took about like 30 seconds of my life to get it in there, and I was actually more pissed. I was like, why did I fucking do this?
Yeah, you think it should just be a huge opening so people can throw things on their way out.
Because they know nobody's going to give money.
I don't really mind the Salvation Army thing as much as I do. Like, the fact is, every day at the ShopRite in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, there is some sort of fucking organization outside that takes your goddamn change. I have donated to
every cheerleader group. Get us to London.
Every sports fucking group, every dance group, every VFW, Knights of Columbus. Apparently, there's 4,500 different ones in this fucking town.
I just spit on them and keep walking.
The one I get it at Dunkin' Donuts too. The fucking American Legion's there. At least I get a pin from them. They give me like an American.
They give
me
like
pin.
Or the little rose.
So I'm like,
thing.
Oh, you're trying at least. But these are all just obnoxious. It's, hey, you want to donate to my club? It's I almost spit in their face.
You know what I heard today?
Fuck themselves.
Like
Jesus,
no bullshit.
Sorry.
This was not like no bullshit. I heard today that certain organizations like the strip clubs try to donate money to
I heard about that
and
they're not accepting
they won't accept it
because
it's from a strip club. They don't want to be associated with it, but it's money like and they're trying to donate.
So about
like,
the fact that I win my money from gambling, that's okay.
Well, regard like
I can donate my bookies.
It was
cash?
Scores in New York, I think I heard today, that was trying to donate money to a foundation for like abused women, and they wouldn't take the money.
That's
I don't understand.
That's kind of weird though, a strip club for like abused women.
Yeah, but regardless, it doesn't matter.
You
want to
take that
it's
one? You know,
money.
A little bit more.
No, but you think you would think like I mean, even not so the money, but just I mean, they're so against like sex and all that shit, and you'd imagine like if they just send a couple of like strippers over to Iraq, the war would be over.
You think so?
Yeah, because they don't get any of that there. They're all, you know, they're all fucking pent up and shit.
Some fucking douchebag just wrote that this show ruins the radio station. And I said, we are on for 1 hour in the entire week. I said, maybe you lack a sense of humor. He's like, who has that rapist laugh? 1 hour a week? How do I always hit that 1 hour? And I said, you're a fucking douchebag.
He's a douchebag. He's a full
1 hour
give
week.
Out you know give out a screen name so that everyone can
Chuck
flood it.
Chuck Norris rocks.
Is it R-O-C-K-S?
No, that's Adam Winnick.
Oh, is it? Adam Winnick. I was going to say, you fucking dirtbag.
Get it ready. Get it. Let's go. We have to do it. We listen to a song to pump ourselves up every single night before this radio show.
Adam, he's not kidding.
Oh, it is.
Hold on.
They listen to it, not me.
This song goes out to Adam Winnick, whose phone number I will be giving out right after you listen to this.
Dirtbag.
This hot jam. This is Adam's favorite song. In case you can't understand what he's singing. Neither can we.
He's singing about eBay.
He's singing in Hebrew. It's a Hebrew
bit
song about eBay.
You right, Jews
enough.
Are crazy.
We did get a message right after I said that shit about Adam. This show makes the radio station. This is actually the only iTunes radio I listen to.
Thanks for
trying
to cover up.
Thank you, Aaron G.I. Form.
Do you have any Scott Jiggly Ray queued
up? Jihad. I don't.
Adam was in that ska band.
Well, that's what's funny.
I still want to do that. I think the Battle of the Ska Bands.
That the guy the
Battle of our old ska bands.
Yeah.
I'm going with Jarrett's old ska band.
Hey, I was a part of that too.
I know. I agree. And
yes. I agree.
He agrees that you were part of it.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
I agree.
I think we should do it. I've been saying it. I pitch it every single week. Hey, let's do the Battle of the Ska Bands, and it never goes through. But I think we should have a battle.
I am curious that if you pick your favorite song by your old band, and Rocco picks his favorite old song. What? And we have people.
I want the listeners to
vote. Call in or write to Tom.
Yeah.
On which one they think is better.
Oh,
what
hello.
Is this?
Taste
yes.
That's not funny. Here it is.
A taste.
Are you muting it? Or are we going through the whole song?
Mute it.
Let's play.
Whole
not
song.
The, not the whole, song.
The whole song.
Whole song. Whole song.
All right. Here's the song.
The Apocalypse by Adam's Not Funny.
Adam's Not Funny. We're going to do the Battle of the Ska Bands right now. You
Battle
know
of the Ska Bands.
You know why we're going to do it, Rocco?
Why?
Because we can.
Because it's Ska Monday.
Wait, do you ska have Monday, any? Yeah. Do you have too short notice on your CD? On
yeah,
your
Rocco
hero?
Wasn't too Ska Band, so
but
it's kind of unfair.
This
no,
is
Adam's
the one
Not Funny
I'm
was
about.
Better.
This was
I
felt more
I like
about
Adam's
exactly.
Not Funny a lot.
It's yeah. True, but can we play a
no,
too
see,
short
here's the
song?
Here's the thing that I'm against that.
Maybe
later.
I had no part
is that. Yeah. Rocco was that horn player who joined because somebody else got kicked out.
After the whole battle, not... involved
maybe,
with the Battle
maybe.
Of the Ska
we'll
band.
See.
Maybe.
I just like them.
So that was my ska band, Am's Not Funny. That song is called Apocalypse.
High school at all. Worst case scenario, I'll carve out a niche as the effeminate male friend of the popular girls.
I can't
so
say that
long.
Didn't fit perfectly.
What the hell was that all about?
I don't know. Why right. Did we all be quiet? Why were we all quiet?
So now, before everyone votes, send in your votes to Crash Test Losers. Just
on
write
AIM,
either
on AIM.
Either write Adam's Not Funny or Face First. Right now we're gonna play Face First. That was Tom and Jarrett's band before Houston Calls.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
I am singing. This is funny.
Tom is singing.
Tom is singing.
No, but this was towards the end.
This was the last song on the last record we ever did.
No.
This is like 2002, I believe.
And there's horns in this one, right?
But yeah. But you're not, your voice isn't that much different like from now.
No, not totally.
Like if you played the first CD, you can totally you're like, oh my God, that's Tom.
I was a younger me.
I've always said you've had like the most unique voice.
Yeah, he has always said that.
Are you hitting on me?
No, I'm just saying.
He has said that. He has said that since I've known him.
I do. I love your voice. All right. So here we go. Here's Face First.
Battle of the Ska Bands. The AIM name.
I'm so turned on right now.
Okay, too. I'm shutting all your mics. The AIM name is Crash Test Losers to Vote. You just need to write in Adam's Not Funny or Houston Calls. Or
Face First.
Fuck.
Wow.
Kill me.
Face First.
That's me hitting my head against the microphone.
Wait until Face First is over. Then
then your vote.
Send your vote and we'll tally them all up. This is Face First with Colorblind.
I can't believe we're playing this. Oh yeah!
We should have had you. The good old days, man.
Put the votes in.
The votes. All right, time for the votes to start coming in. Crash Test Losers is the AIM name. Who had the better ska band? Myself and Tom or Rocco?
I'm going with
my votes for Face First.
Me too.
Face First is Jarrett and I. Adam's Not Funny is Rocco.
We had the better name. No, that
was definitely not my favorite song by Face First.
We got Face First by far. This is the first vote in. Seriously, Adam's Not Funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, they're coming in fast. Face First. Face First. Yeah. Face First. Those are the votes so far.
Okay.
Face First. Another one.
Oh, I did. But see, then again, now I know you didn't have a big part in the other ska band you were in.
Hold on, sorry.
But I definitely.
False one.
It's a closer.
Wow, they're coming in a lot. They're coming in fast.
Let's go. Crash Test Losers. What was better? Adam's Not Funny or Face First?
See, your other ska band, I think,
he
has
was in that band
chance.
For like a week. It doesn't matter. Yes,
it does. It doesn't matter.
I got one vote for Adam's Not Funny, and that's from Adam Winnick. The rest are Face First.
That's funny. That Face First.
Thanks, Adam. You tried. He was the one that the whole band was named after. He has to vote for I'm So Funny.
Exactly.
I actually got a shitload of IMs, too.
Nice.
I got probably about 30 so far.
Well, it's me against Houston Calls is what it is.
Yeah.
It's not. It's no, politics. It's not like, no. It's that's
politics.
Bullshit.
It's politics.
Total bullshit. That's bullshit.
It is.
That's crap.
The majority
Josh Grigsby says 8 over par.
Oh,
oh, wow.
Good reference, young man.
You're a dickhead.
Oh, do we have any 8 over par? Hidden in plain view is old band.
I didn't say it.
Do you have it?
No.
You don't have any?
No, I don't have the hits like Report Card Day.
Oh, oh no, it can't be happening now. My dad was saying
I got another Adam's Not Funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so two.
Apparently
like
Joe Capper listens to the show too.
You can't keep up. They're coming in.
Good job.
It's spreading like wildfire. Or herpes.
I can't even keep up.
We should bring this battle online, put it on the MySpace, and let kids actually re-listen to the song.
I got Adam's Not Funny. What about Lunchbox Orchestra?
Oh, LBO bringing that up.
Quite 814.
Or two?
Oh, that's TC. Thanks, TC. Okay.
Yeah, nice try, Tracy.
Obscure reference, but thank you.
Go back to Davies.
Yeah.
All right.
So what is it? It's mostly face first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Face first, but you should have played queer.
I agree.
Get out of here. Who said that?
Pimpin' Llamas 12.
Can we play that?
Nice
Rock, can you please
screen name.
Can you please play that?
We're
I don't care.
There's no
care.
Chance that we'll ever play queer again.
I have
again.
The mute button so
easily because that was when I was
accessible.
So
I don't care if we talk
life.
Over it.
All right. Since
that
since
is face, a good fucking song.
Since Face First did win, can we send them another? Can you give me another Face First song? Like Our Destiny, like the first CD.
We'll give them a
we get like
at
a winner
18.
We get like a winner circle kind of song?
Yeah, me at age 18.
I still think you should be playing our queer.
How about you Skank was quite the popular song.
I like you Skank.
Whatever.
Or Stand Up was really short.
Play the first song. It's really short.
First song on any record we've ever done. I can do that.
That one was really
this
easy
to
learn. This
is the first song
you gotta give
that
me a Jared
second. And I ever recorded together.
I had the runs during this entire
ever
recording. I didn't go to school
life.
The whole week.
First song on any CD that ever came out. And I was 18. I was a
you
senior.
Weren't 18.
Yeah.
To me, by the way.
That was our junior year. No, it was our junior year.
Oh, I was 17.
To me, by the way, you guys are still 18.
I might as well be.
I think that's when I met you, and that's it. That's all I think of you as.
No, we recorded the record in like a 2-week period, which is amazing looking back on. And all I remember is I had the runs, which is diarrhea for you guys who don't know. I didn't go to school for like a whole week, and I just kept going to the studio.
Thank you for that.
No problem. I had them tonight, too.
Everyone was very interested in your fucking bowel movements.
Precisely what it sounds like. Do you have stand-up?
I do.
Stand-up. It's only like a minute and 20 seconds.
1 minute, 24 seconds.
So bear with us.
All right, the fans have spoken, so here's more Face First.
Here's our the victory circle for Face First
it's called
tonight.
Stand
Up. Off Our Destiny. You can find it probably on Interpunk. That's
thank
old.
God that was so short.
No
1 minute
way,
24
man. That like just makes that brings back
no,
so
that,
many
dude,
good
that,
fucking
you,
memories.
You think that brings you back? That brings me back.
I'm sure it does, but
the same way.
You
that
sound
brings you back so many good memories.
So young. It's ridiculous.
I don't even know when that was. I guess it was 1998.
I was a senior in high school.
I was a junior. It was the summer after junior
it
year.
It came out. We put it out
I just graduated.
In September of our senior year.
So some Houston Calls fans have just heard that for the first time. That's
probably
like, that's
and
the
now
beginning.
They don't like us anymore.
That's the
God,
foundation.
That just brings you back to you guys playing in Rockaway and
yeah.
Oh God!
When everyone would come out,
everybody.
All the
I was actually just telling Bobby that I haven't. I rarely go to Houston Call shows. I used to go to all the Face First shows.
That's because Tommy brought this whole crew. That was
it's
like,
true.
Everyone
and look,
came.
Yeah, and look,
it was
where
the best
I am
feeling
now.
I ever had.
It's true.
Jared's not talking.
What, I can't say Tommy. You might be listening, but whatever. I don't care.
No, I don't know. Tommy, what's up, dude?
Tommy,
yeah, man.
I have no hard feelings.
No, none at all. Maybe one day he'll call
me. Maybe he has hard feelings towards me, but I still...
Hopefully those will pass one day. They should have by now, but if not, whatever.
No one knows what we're talking about.
Nah, nobody does, but we're trying to make a breakthrough. That's what it is, Rock. We're trying to make a breakthrough right now.
Trying to patch up old
scars. We are.
Scars.
Yeah, that girl was trying to get a Face First reunion show like last week.
You know what I have to say to her?
I am so... bored.
I hope so.
That was the best one of the night.
That definitely worked.
That definitely worked.
Is that it for us, I guess?
I guess so.
I don't think we have shit else to talk
11:17?
About.
11:17? I don't know.
Huh?
You want to round it up and go to 11:30?
John's all...
It's 10, first off. 11:30,
whoa. Oh, my clock is off.
Yeah, that's what happens when you drink a fucking bottle of wine.
It is. The whole bottle's gone.
Go 10 more minutes.
For what?
What do you mean for what? I don't know.
The fuck you guys have to talk about? Give me a topic. Bring it. Let's go.
Rock.
Someone
teenage obesity.
With a topic right now.
Teenage
crash
obesity.
Crash test losers.
Yeah, somebody. I am
give us
right
a topic,
now with the topic
and we'll talk about it, or
for
else
10
we're
minutes
getting off the fucking air.
In 5.
Hold on.
No, there's a delay.
All right, we'll see what Stewie has to say during this. Hold on.
I don't want to show that.
Sorry,
anything?
Music.
Nothing. Nobody.
Strippers. We got strippers.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that no more.
Hold on. Cha-cha.
What? Nope.
Stupid.com.
What?
Just play the Viva Vagina song.
Okay, we could do that right now.
Got a bunch
more
of
more drug stories, World of Warcraft.
Tom's level 37.
Teenage obesity. A formal apology from last week would be nice. that's from Cold Hard Vegan.
Oh, fuck you.
Bestiality.
Help, somebody. I'm dragging out.
Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Clever. Although, Cheetos, you win a free trip to New Jersey.
Location
to come sit
of
on the show.
Losing your virginity.
Mine was in
like
bed.
Yeah, mine was in a bed.
Okay, well, this brings me up to a good point. If you go to our website, you can download our podcast where
we talked about all of these.
Talked about all this except for Cheetos.
More drug stories is the
I don't have any
most
more
common answer.
All right, let me let's play. I'm gonna play a song someone requested, and we'll think about what we're gonna do.
Which is going out to Vegas, which I know.
Oh, God. I'm jumping across the table right now and kick the shit out of the
everybody else made a fucking...
Hey, you're...
Bright
it's a
light day. City, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole
this is the actual Viva Las Vegas. No one else caught that?
Yeah, I was a vampire.
What the hell was that?
You're an idiot? What?
Where's the sheep coming from?
I thought the song was going to play for a while.
No, Rock is an idiot.
I had the wrong song.
Wrong song.
We should just leave.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about the fact that Crash Test Radio is now coming to an end. Yeah,
we are crashing.
Yeah. Crash and burn.
I know.
I thought we learned this the hard way every week. But I think that's going to be about it for us.
I got
it. Yeah, I'm losing interest fast.
Yeah.
John went to New Jersey.
What is this?
Well, John flew to Vegas for a booty call.
Booty call.
For a booty call.
For a booty call.
Now John's been in super pussy mode.
What is that
he
voice?
Went to shoot his load in Las Vegas. Sooner or later, John will be a dad. He'll be a dad. What a freaking douchebag.
Viva Vagina.
Viva Vagina.
Friday's the big day.
Viva Vagina.
Oh, man.
Viva. Viva.
You're right here, ready?
Vagina.
Voice crack.
Voice crack never gets old
best
to me.
Best part.
All right. Well, John, good luck with that. Friday's the big day, right? The Vegas
the
moves
day
here.
Yes.
That's when she will be here.
And really? I think good he said, please don't bring that up.
No, I didn't say
I'm
that.
I'm just kidding.
I said to her, oh my God.
Crash.
Jesus Christ.
Boom, bang.
I said to her she should come in on that Monday, next Monday, but don't
probably
know if it's going to happen.
Fair enough.
One day, though, she will be in here live in the studio.
All right, shut this fucking song off, please.
How dare you?
Peace.
Last thing we want to do is listen to this shit again.
What? So that's it? We couldn't fill 9 more minutes with a bunch of fucking... bullshit.
I love that delay that you had in there.
No, nothing.
No.
Nobody's writing in what they want
to. I can't follow. This is gonna take. This is gonna close the show.
Okay. I'll go with that. What?
John's a asshole, dickhead.
Everyone,
dildo.
Why is every parody about me?
I don't even understand that line. Doesn't make sense.
John's t-shirt fat.
Is my t-shirt
dickhead dildo? Super
Bowl. I think my shirt fits
perfectly for the show.
I really don't do anything for the show.
Dickhead dildo. Does nothing for the show. Johnson asshole. Drinks a lot of wine.
That's it, the bottle's officially gone. Johnson
asshole. Dickhead dildo. Rocco, your voice is fucking awesome. Johnson asshole. Dickhead
dildo. Super Bowl. Does nothing for the show. Fucking
disaster on time.
Disaster at the end.
Yeah, it always happens. Whatever.
What are you talking about? I got the fuck you guys.
I love that song.
It was great. Well,
I feel like we can go for another 2 hours.
The December, that's because you're wasted. December 11th show is officially over.
I feel the same way.
Bobby,
night.
Happy birthday, young man.
Happy birthday,
it's
buddy.
It's been a pleasure having you with us. Tryptophan in Hollywood.
We're going to get them in here.
They're going to be here for us. And John, good luck on Friday with the big Vegas move.
Yeah. I'm listening right now if anybody wants to say hello.
I'm very excited Vegas. For you.
Thank you.
I'm very excited to have you for you. That's awesome.
You're listening.
I wish I could have that.
I know. Thank you. Thank you.
I know.
You have been listening to Crash Test Radio. Our MySpace is myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. I know it's really fucking exciting.
We'll be back next week with a super duper Christmas show.
Your
I promise.
God,
yeah.
I think right Santa here. Claus might be
We'll put something together for you guys.
Santa's coming.
Maybe I'll try this time.
Santa's coming, motherfucker.
Maybe.
I'm Josh. I play drums and music calls, and I'm 21 tonight. I, you know, bridge the gap between sexes, and both, you know, males and females can enjoy the sight of me, I suppose. I've encountered this kind of attraction towards myself. I guess it's cool.